Do you have repair projects that you've been putting off, whether it's basement waterproofing, concrete raising, structural repairs, or attic insulation? PermaSeal provides quality work and free inspections. Don't wait. Call PermaSeal 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
And we're joined by Ray Lopez, Democratic alderman from the 15th Ward, including West Englewood, portions of Brighton Park, the back of the yards, and Gage Park. Alderman, thank you for joining us this morning.
Bob, good morning.
I saw you with Marnie Hughes on News Nation yesterday, and I thought, at last, we're not arguing, screaming, yelling, bickering. It's a sensible discussion about what the president wants to do here with federal troops in Chicago. And can you kind of sum up what you said? Because you are a supporter of this plan, aren't you?
I believe that we should do everything in our power to work with the president to help continue the decrease in crime in the city of Chicago. The governor, the mayor have said, you know, crime is on a downward trend. We don't need the help. But I disagree. I think that there's plenty of opportunities for us to work together with the president, with our federal partners, because just because we've reached a limit doesn't mean we can't go further. And what we're getting up until this point, Bob, is a lot of political bickering and theater, trying to bolster people's reelection prospects, whether it's at the state or local level. And in the meantime, the people that are most impacted are folks on the south and west side and back of the yards or in a little village that are forgotten in this political debate. The ones living under a constant threat of violence, which we saw this weekend, where over 50 people were shot, 8 people were killed, and 3 of those shootings were mass shootings.
Mm-hmm.
The perception is real, and we have to stop with the finger pointing and start working on how do we protect people in Chicago, because that's what we were all elected to do.
Well, I'm with you, Alderman, except here's my problem. And you know, we all know that cities that are led by Republicans have serious crime problems, too. It's not just Democratic cities. And also,
absolutely,
if we're going by what happened in Washington, D.C., the troops went to tourist spots. That's not where we need the help here. As you mentioned, it was a violent weekend here, but no reports of any problems on the lakefront where many events took place. You had concerts at Soldier Field. Everything went off without a hitch there. Get the troops to go in some of those areas, especially on the west side, south side, where most of this violence occurs. But it doesn't seem like that's the president's plan, does it?
Well, I think if we were able to coordinate and actually talk to each other, we could tell the president and his advisors that, you know, where the National Guard should go is to all those locations you just mentioned. Because currently, right now, we have Chicago police officers protecting the Bean, protecting those citywide assets like the Buckingham Fountain or Navy Pier, when they should be in our neighborhoods policing. It's not a revolutionary concept to put our police in the neighborhoods policing, going after the bad guys, and let the National Guard worry about being the uniform presence in some of these high-profile locations. That would be more beneficial to all of us, because right now we have thousands of 911 calls that go unanswered every single day because our police are doing citywide things elsewhere instead of being in the districts that need the most help. And that's where I think we have the best opportunity of coordination. But again, that requires Mayor Johnson to actually take a call or pick up the phone and work with Donald Trump to say, how can we make this work to both of our liking?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with the governor, the mayor, saying, oh, Mr. President, if you really want to help us, here's what you need to do. You don't need to send troops to the lakefront. These are the problem areas. If you're really serious, if this isn't just a political stunt, you'll help us in these areas. But I think what happens is the governor, the mayor would look at that as kowtowing to the president. So then politics gets in the way. And this makes me mad, and I love this city, and we need to do all we can, as you say. And this is why, when I heard you talking about it in this manner, I thought, well, let's get the alderman on here to say this, because you're putting politics aside here, and you're just caring about Chicago, aren't you?
public safety should be above politics, and we can go about it from different policy standpoints, but at the end of the day, we should all be concerned about how we make it safe for people to go to school, go to work, sit on their front porch without worrying about whether they're going to get shot, robbed, or carjacked. And we can do that if we're willing to rise above the occasion, check the politics at the door, and focus on what's important. And that's what I'm trying to do. I think we're leading that conversation right now because I've seen where Governor Pritzker is now amending his tone, saying he's open to some federal assistance, while Brendan Johnson is still holding the party line, saying no, no, and no.
Mm-hmm.
But as it runs its course, I think what will happen is if we're able to break through some of this and if we're able to show some ability to work together, we may be able to see the same results that they've seen in Washington, D.C. Now, granted, that's a whole different scenario, but at the same time, the goal is the same, to make the cities safe. And if they went 12 days without a murder, imagine Chicago 12 days without a murder.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a phenomenal feat, and that should be our aspiration at this point.
Well, if the governor and the mayor are worried about looking like they're bowing to the president by talking to him about this, what I would say to that is, no, you're calling his bluff, because if you do that and
exactly.
then the president doesn't listen to you, well, then, you know, the mess is on him and he looks bad, don't you think?
I 100% agree with you on that, Bob. You know, let call his bluff. It's not a capitulation to say, you know what, fine, we'll work with you. Let's see what you got. Let's see what you can do and see what he brings to the table. But let's also not forget the fact that we already work with the FBI, ATF, and DEA, and all the other federal agencies, and have for decades, that our city government is heavily reliant on federal dollars for its budget, both in public safety as well as public health. $3.5 billion out of a $17 billion operation comes from the federal government. So if you're going to pick and choose when you say yes and when you say no, the other bluff that Trump could pull is, well, then we're just going to completely divest from the city of Chicago as a whole,
mm-hmm.
and let you figure it out yourselves. And I don't think we are ready for that, Mark, either.
Well, Alderman, I like your common sense approach, but as my dad used to say, common sense ain't too common. You know what I mean?
Very true.
Democrat Ray Lopez, the 15th Ward. All right. Well, you know what? Keep doing what you're doing, because I like this approach. We don't get anywhere with the other approach.
No. Too many people will be harmed, so just got to keep fighting.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you're very welcome, and there are many other issues to talk to you about, but I just wanted to keep it on this one this morning. So we will talk again, I hope. Thank you very much, Alderman.
Thank you, Bob.